Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of BTW Beginner Winner PvP Podcast. My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino.
And today is Monday, November 21st. This is episode 96. Dude, we're getting close to 100.
I can't believe it. Every time I look, I'm like, how the hell are we at this episode 96? That's insane. Yeah.
And for it to be episode 96, it's kind of a big episode. There's a lot this week.
All of a sudden, like, what was it? All dropped today, literally. Like,
well, you had the one article about the save the dates come out over the weekend, and then just back-to-back articles dropped today. And there was this other game that came out that Dino's playing a lot of for some reason.
Yeah, if it wasn't for GBL, I probably wouldn't be playing Pokemon Go whatsoever.
So, not talking about the other game yet. Let's save that for a few minutes. How was your week outside of that other game?
Well, considering that, like, I feel like when did the last event end? Like, probably like
on Thursday night.
Okay,
Thursday, so literally, like 8 p.m.
So, I don't know. I felt like the event kind of like died off on me. So I didn't really go grinding too much. I caught every now and then, like, you know. But outside of GBL, to be completely honest, like, I didn't really grind too much. Like, there was no motivation for me.
Yeah, I kind of forced myself to go out on Sunday for a little while just because I sat in front of a TV screen for 2 weeks.
I wonder why. We can talk about that.
We'll talk about that. Obviously, it's just Dino and I tonight.
Why is that?
Astro and Matthew have abandoned us.
They left
us. It's almost like they have important jobs or something. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely
like
not that.
Likely excuse, isn't it? Likely excuse for both of them.
Definitely excuse. You know, pogo over life. That's just how it is, right?
Exactly. That's what we say all the time in the Discord to all of our BTW factions members and anyone. Pogo has to be your first thing.
It's just the priority, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but joking aside, though, I'm sure they had something. I don't think I really pay attention too much, but I'm sure it was like some like work related, right?
Yeah, they both had work related issues this week, so
yeah,
we will miss them. They'll be back next week, we hope. Maybe after this episode, they won't want to come back, and they'll just this will turn into the BTW VGC podcast or something. Who knows?
Oh God, they're definitely gonna come back after that. <They're> like, nope.
So this week we did a lot of streaming.
I wonder why.
I totally didn't stream midnight on Thursday night, Friday morning, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, you streamed a lot Friday. Yeah, someone took off a whole day for a specific thing, right?
But before I could get online Thursday night, you had to stream Thursday night.
I did, and it was right before you went on. I did do a duo with none other than Coach Lyles, also
Number
known as
three on the leaderboard.
Yes, number three on the leaderboard, aka King Mauld. But
no, we did the Mauld King.
The Mauld King. Okay, my bad. But we did some Element Remix Cup, it's called, I think.
Remix?
Yeah, exactly. That. And it was okay. I mean, I would say that my battles are a lot better now than they were in the stream. When we can definitely go over more.
We're going to bury that lead to the GBL section.
Yeah. People in Discord know. People in Discord know that. So
if you know.
Yeah, it was
fun. You know. Or if you follow us on Twitter.
Or if you know. But yeah, do you want to talk about that stream at 12 or no? Not yet.
Not yet. Give us just a few more minutes. Let's talk and give Matthew his shout out. So last week, Matthew mentioned that he is going to start streaming on YouTube. He has come up with a schedule for himself. Well, it's not just himself, come to find out.
I know. So I was like,
Sunday
wait.
Sunday mornings or early afternoons, you can join us over on YouTube at BTW PvP Official for Matthew Breaker and Smiley. Oh, ooh. Wait, I'm just hearing he's left the BTW faction. He's been kicked off the streaming. This is unfortunate, Smiley.
Mm. I'm so sorry, Smiley. Get good.
No. But in all joking aside, Matthew Breaker and Smiley will be streaming together on Sunday morning. So make sure to tune in and, you know, like, subscribe, notification bells, all the YouTube-y things.
Yeah, whatever that is. What he said.
Yeah. So the other thing that happened this week, that the reason that Dino and I have not played a lot of Pokemon Go, by the way, I literally don't think I played more than two GBL sets from Friday to today.
Honestly, I probably would be in the same boat again if I wasn't at a certain point in the game, but yeah. I get it. Definitely, this game, you know, took over for sure a lot of my time.
Yeah, so the newest main series game, Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, released on Thursday night at midnight Eastern, so Friday morning technically. And as Dino said, I went live right out of the gate. Like, I was live 5 minutes before midnight just to sit and talk.
He was ready.
So, we're not going to talk spoilers on the show. Not for this episode, at least.
Maybe, I think a week is enough, right? Like, the next episode, maybe.
We do a bonus episode and do spoilers on it.
Gotcha. I think that's good. That's good. I like that. Yeah.
So, initial thoughts on the game. The good, the bad, the ugly here. As Daniel said, I went live at midnight. So let's start the tutorial. All I could get through when I went live at midnight before I went to bed at 2:15 a.m., was the tutorial.
Which is insane, given the fact that I know from what I've heard that other games were never that long for the tutorial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so correct. I mean, something that everyone knows, even people that haven't bought it. Like, I talked to somebody today, local, that I picked up some cards from, and we're talking about the game, and he hasn't gotten it yet because he's heard so much glitches on the game and lag. And frame.
Yeah, so that's the other bad. We want to talk about the bad things first, so we can gush over.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say that because I think personally there's more good than bad for me personally.
It is. So as Dino mentioned, this game may be the single worst running first party Nintendo game that has ever existed on the Switch. And actually, I'm gonna remove the May. It is the worst running game. There is times where your frame rates will drop to 3. And I'm only half joking. Like, when you see that windmill and it's doing this, that's not good.
I literally feel like if anybody's ever played RuneScape, like, I literally feel like the graphics are like that. They literally look like they're just like square figures sometimes. Like, it's just weird, like a weird frame.
And what's weird is the world is beautiful. The actual buildings and the world around you is absolutely gorgeous.
Great.
It just runs like shit.
I want to say that it maybe got slightly better, but that's just like it. I know for the start, like before you even started to download the game, you had issues downloading it at the same time, like when it hit 12. But I think that you told me that that's like a reoccurring thing.
That's pretty normal for Nintendo. Is they say the release is at midnight, but it takes them 5 minutes or so to actually allow you to play it, which is annoying, but it's still faster than I could have driven to GameStop, picked up my game, and came back.
Yeah, if you did order it, or if you order it at Best Buy, you have to wait till the next day.
Siegel.
That was me too. Wait, did he actually do it? Like
he midnight released at GameStop.
Oh,
and got okay. it. And then he actually played with me some on stream. We all got together there and played on stream.
I fell asleep by that time, but
yeah, you had already fallen asleep. But the good part of the game, the world is absolutely beautiful. Not the frame rates and things of that nature, but the actual world itself is beautiful.
I feel like they put a lot of thought to it behind it.
They
like,
did. The starting area with your house and the house where you battle, it looks like something out of a freaking catalog. Just the scenery and the landscape.
Yeah, for sure. And some of the Pokemon, they may look weird. Some of the other Pokemon look like amazing designs, and I'm just like, wow. I'm just like, there's specifically one Pokemon. I'm not going to say which one it is. Obviously, at a later time, if you know which Pokemon I'm talking about. But
it's not like Daniel rushed to get it and evolve it as quickly as he could.
I swear to God, they definitely didn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I did. I literally did any way possible to see how I can get it as soon as possible. But point is, a lot of the Pokemon, just great artwork. They look amazing. And for me, I haven't played the main series game since Silver and Gold. So it's been a minute. Like, it's been over 15 years easily. So for me, like this, I'm a little biased. I'm really enjoying it. As Wildcat knows that my party is probably like old school Pokemon versus actually the new ones. So I'm very biased towards the older Pokemon.
This dude's out here rocking a Lucario, and I'm like, come on, man. Look, what are you doing?
Meanwhile, I
set myself a new challenge this time. I don't normally do challenges in the games and things, but there's actually enough new Pokemon in this generation, which has kind of been lacking for the last two or three. I did a playthrough up until I got credits, nothing but new Pokemon.
Yeah, everyone was like saying, like, is that like a Nuzlocke, I think it's called? What is it?
A Nuzlocke. It was Nuzlocke. Not an official Nuzlocke, because I don't care if they die or not, but you know, I'll revive them, no big deal. But the open worldness, being able to go when they say in this game you can go anywhere, after you get through that first 2 hours, God help your soul, you're going to read a lot of text. But once you get through that first 2 hours, you can literally go anywhere. If you want to go up to the final gym, the final gym, because you can do the gyms in any order, you can. You're going to get bodied.
Oh, but you can
do
wrecked.
It if you want.
Yeah.
Which is just awesome.
Yeah, it gives you that option. You know, obviously, you can do it in any way, any shape. Like, it just basically is formed for you to play however you want. So you don't have to play it exactly how they want you to play it. So, I don't know. I think, personally, like, I'm enjoying this game a lot, and some people already beat it, but I think I can definitely see myself playing this like a lot longer, even after, you know, you get the credits and all that, like you mentioned.
Well, you mean you want your level 100 Charizard? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, actually, that is exactly what I'm saying.
So yeah, in a couple weeks here, there's going to be a Charizard event where you have to have beat the game to get access to the event. But also, it's a 7-star raid, level 100 Charizard.
So yeah, you need to be 100. So yeah.
Yeah. So overall, I would say great game. The graphical issues does take away from it. However, they're fixable. And I'm going to just try to have a little faith that there will be a patch that comes out in a few weeks that fixes those issues. I would still recommend the game. Eudenia?
Yeah. 100%.
I do kind of feel cheated they did not do any type of tie-in in Pokemon Go other than, hey, you can have the avatar clothes.
You know, I kind of was expecting at least to have the forms, right? The forms of certain Pokemon.
Or Lechonk. Just everyone knew Lechonk already.
Sure, but I mean, no one's going to use it. It was part of the
marketing material. Come on, you could have at least given us Lechonk.
Yeah, no one's going to use that. It's not going to be a meta Pokemon, so it's okay with us to get it, right?
He says his Greedent become meta busting.
I'm trying to get us to get the Lechonk, okay? Gosh.
So, I guess we're ready to jump into the meat of the show, which, really, this week, the Sylph section's kind of back with a lot of new stuff because factions. So, let's jump into the Sylph.
Dope Arena News.
I have to say, the fact that we were both in perfect sync with our head bobs to that was just perfect.
If only you guys saw it.
If only you seen it. And I'm actually not even joking. Like, I was looking at him just bobbing his head the same way. I was like, this is nice. We're vibing this night.
We're vibing, right?
We'll do the Sylph, the actual faction thing in a second. We'll quickly cover the other stuff that's going on. Dino, how's your Somber Cup going?
It is going like garbage.
Have you won at least one round?
I think I won two games, maybe. But that's it.
Yeah, same here. One of my two was a coin flip win against Vince LaSalle. But mostly because we both failed miserably at connecting with each other and over and over and over. So we agreed to a coin flip, and I just so happened to win the coin flip. Yay, me. I'll take it where you could get it, because my team is hot trash.
Yeah.
We will have a winner, hopefully, by next week's show. Or many winners. We have one undefeated trainer, and they're battling to either win it all or a mega tie.
That's the ones that I love the most, because like it just determines if a bunch of people win or if it's just one winner.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what's happening there. So far, I think it's been a fun tournament. My team was just trash. I can give you guys my team now that we've started. Where am I here? I went with Charm Lifehard, Numel, Obstagoon, Litwick, Phalanx, and Alolan Vulpix. The thing I've noticed about this meta the most, and I would change if I ever did this exact same meta again, Litwick would have to be banned. That thing was so OP.
You know,
just not enough things to deal with it.
Honestly, I feel like it was pretty annoying, but it did get walled by certain Pokemon. It just depends. I feel like this was a little... I mean, any little cup could be RPS, right? So I feel like it's normal. If you get RPS, you just can't do anything about it, even against like the best trainer or the worst trainer or however you want to see it. Like, it's just all about how you align it. But so many Litwicks that I was like looking at too. So,
yeah, I didn't realize how OP it was until we started actually playing the tournament, and then I'm like, okay, this is an issue. But you know, we live and learn when we're building metas. Speaking of building metas. Planetary Hero Cup is going to be starting up on December 9th. If you want to know the full details of that, go back and listen to last week's show. We will cover it more next week and the week after, probably, as signups get closer.
Yeah.
But that really fun cup. The other thing that may change, and one of the reasons we're going to kind of wait to cover it in more depth, some of the bans may get shifted if the move shakeup is too insane.
We'll have
to resim it out once the move shakeup happens, which means we'll only have a few days to actually determine final teams.
Ooh, that's just lovely.
And Battle for the Belt. The signups are up for the Battle for the Belt or Ultra League, as well as the pay-per-view. Just one important note. I think last week we said we would be doing the live tournament on December 3rd, the Elimination Chamber. Obviously, we sometimes don't look at other calendars. That may just be the Toronto Regional. So that date's getting pushed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, we need to move that for sure.
The other exciting thing that's happening in our Discord is Dino is going to sing for us.
Apparently.
We're going to have an in-Discord karaoke night in December. To be determined date, but if you want to hear Dino's sultry voice sing for you...
Oh, God. You guys are going to be deaf, just saying. That's all I'm going to tell you right now.
join the Discord. We've had some requests while we were on stream and things, and people asking if we could do karaoke, and Twitch will end our affiliate agreement if we ever even attempt to do that, as well as just straight up ban us.
Oh, 100%.
This is a hard rule, not allowed to do, but they can't stop us from doing it in the Discord.
This is true.
So
this is very true.
Yeah. I guess I should quit dilly-dallying. Let's talk a little Sylph factions.
Oh, God. So much info.
Oh, so much info. So I'm going to let Dina, why don't you tell us the Master League, what's happening there, and then I'll take the Ultra League and we'll work our way up the sheet.
Oh, that should be lovely. So apparently they have tiers now in the Master League. So that threw me off completely. It has the S tier, the A tier, B tier, C tier, and D tier. So S tier is 4 points, A tier is 3, B tier is 2, C tier 1, and D tier is 0 points. So you have to have, the specialist of the Master League has to have 8 available points. So, wow. So you basically have to end up probably like picking Pokemons from the D tier at a certain point.
Yeah, you will. So first off, what's this S tier Pokemon? What are these 4 pointers here?
So the 4 pointers S tier is Mewtwo, Dialga, Zacian, Mega Aggron. Am I reading this right? Like,
dude,
S-tier?
That thing is thick.
That's insane. I'd never seen anybody use that, but okay. And Mega Scizor, interesting. So the first three, that's given. Mewtwo, Dialga, Zacian are very OP in Master League, very needed. The A tier, 3 points. Lugia, Ho-Oh, Groudon, Kyogre, Palkia, Giratina Origin Form, Giratina Alter Form, Meloetta. I forget how to pronounce that. I'm gonna be extra today.
Meloetta.
That's how you say it. Zarud, Mega Blastoise, Mega Steelix. That's pretty. I guess that's standard. I would agree that those are all A tiers. The B tier, 2 points, Zekrom, Xerneas, Yveltal, Melmetal, Mew, Mega Charizard X. Keep in mind that's not Y. So Mega Altaria, Mega Obama Snow. C tier, Dragonite, Reshiram, Landorus Therian, Landorus Incarnate, Genesect, Mega Venusaur, Mega Alakazam. And then the D tier just says any Pokemon not previously mentioned in any of the other tiers. So the following Mega Pokemon are permitted in this tier: Mega Beedrill, Mega. Okay, so basically any other like Megas that weren't. I guess
there are some bans. Did you read the bans at the very top of the thing?
No, I did not. There was bans, so that's why. So Mega Charizard Y was one of them, right? So mm-hmm. The ones up top. So Mega Charizard Y, Mega Gengar, Mega Gyarados, Mega Latias, Mega Latios are banned from Master League.
Huh. Mega Latias and Latios just seem so out of place there to be banned.
Why? I'm confused about that one. Those two. Am I missing something?
I don't know. I didn't think they were
anybody
that
is Master League. I guess let us know, because I mean, like, I don't get why those would get banned. And
so is someone actually going to run a full team of nothing but Mega? Well, you can't. You can only have one Mega, actually, now that I think about it, because you can only Mega one Pokemon at a time.
Yeah, exactly. So this should be interesting. Because this is like a little bit, I feel like out of all the, because everything got shaken up, like even Ultra League and Great League. So out of all of them, I feel like this one got like shaken up the most with like so many tiers.
I felt like last season the Master League was fairly stagnant. It was the same 6 to 12 Pokemon the entire time. Except King Tom and his Nihilego just wrecking with people with it early in the cycle before they started bringing counters to it.
You have also like crazy ass things like a Mega Venusaur randomly appear, but it was just random, like one or two Pokemon that was different. But overall, like this meta, it's gonna make you think. It's gonna make you think for sure what is gonna be good.
Yeah, it you're gonna with all kind of draft or point based metas, it can swing wildly week to week. Opponent to opponent. So I like this change. I think it's going to be really fun, but I also like this change because I'm not a Master League specialist. Good luck, Shoe Star and King Tom.
The good thing is that they got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of stuff built, so I trust them for sure.
So I will talk about the wonderful world of Ultra League. So remember last season, Ultra League went to a actual meta. We're done with that this season.
Like, we're out.
So we're going to a two-tiered restriction list. So you get one S Pokemon, S tier Pokemon, and two A tier Pokemon, and then the rest of whatever you want. Galarian birds are banned. That's still an accessibility issue. I fully understand that. So ready for this S tier Pokemon. Galarian Stunfisk, Registeel, Cobalion, Altered Giratina, Trevenant, Swampert, Cresselia, Talonflame. Stenio, if you had to build your team around one S tier Pokemon, who you taking?
To be honest with you, I'm biased. I'm always biased. You know this. And I'm going to take Swampert.
Okay, if you actually wanted to win, which one are you going to take?
I think I may go Registeel, to be honest.
I think Registeel or Cresselia are probably the two there that stick out the most to me.
Yeah.
Both of them are bulk.
Yeah, the reason, like, I just, to me, whenever I look at a tier, like, I look at whatever it could beat, like, for the most, like, mostly all of them. So, like, you can hit, you know, flat, Zap Cannon on most of the things, and Focus Blast would hurt a lot on any other Steel or, I guess, Rock Pokemon, so.
Giratina also has a pretty good matchup against that entire list.
It does, actually.
Outside of Trevenant, so. I think Registeel, Giratina, Cresselia are probably the three you'll see the most in that tier.
Yeah.
And then the A-tier Pokemon. You get two of these. Scrafty, Tapu Fini, Cofagrigus, Nidoqueen, Mandibuzz, Umbreon, Walrein, Defense Deoxys, Regirock, Steelix, Buzzwole, Dragonite, Virizion, Alolan Ninetales, Jellicent, Runarigus, Dubwool, Credent, Komaoh, Guzzlord, and Milktank.
Sounded like the rap from Pokemon.
Lord, that is a long list of Pokemon.
That is actually a lot of Pokemon there.
And literally from this one, I don't think you could go wrong choosing two of them. Now, they don't say Shadows are banned. Shadow Steelix could be really good here, because when you look at Shadow Steelix and compare it to what it's going to do to the A tier, you run Earthquake and Crunch. It beats the entire A tier except Swampert and Talonflame.
I still think Jeepus is going to be annoying for it because it gets the Earthquake a lot quicker.
Saying it can win at least against the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah, it can. Like, yeah, with energy, you know, and shields and stuff like that, you can flip stuff. I agree, it might be OP, as Matthew would say. Going back to S tier real quick, I do think that G-Fisk would be a really good Pokemon there just because it has a lot of coverage versus Talon, like, you know, other Flyings and Steel or Fires, and has just good coverage. Everybody loves G-Fisk and, you know, it's XL. But in the A, like you said, most of the, like, there's so many things, so many good Pokemon to pick from that list. Like, it's insane. Like, you can't go wrong, honestly.
There is an A-tier Pokemon that beats Galarian Stunfisk, Registeel, Cobalion, Giratina, Trevenant, Cresselia, and can beat Swampert. Do you see who it is?
Greedent?
Wasn't who I was going for. Greedent would be dependent upon the move. Scrafty.
Scrafty would beat all of
those. Except for Talonflame.
It also depends on Cresselia, right? If you get baited and stuff like that. But yes, yeah. It could still beat with, obviously, you know, going back to shields and no shields, energy and no energy. But yeah, Scrafty for sure. I can see it being really good against most of these, if not all of them, with energy.
I think Scrafty is a must from the A tier. Because it even beats most of the other A tier except Alolan Ninetales.
Yeah, if you're in that mentality and you're thinking from the other opponent, like, okay, my opponent's probably going to bring Scrafty, right? So what is something that's good against Scrafty and, I guess, neutral against something that's in the S tier? Maybe you're thinking about maybe, like, a Nidoqueen or maybe...
I was actually looking at Nidoqueen as well.
Honestly, you can't even go wrong with even picking a Dragonite here, because you can hit superpower to any of the steels in the S tier. You can hit Dragon Claw and the Dragon Breath, so you know it's so oppressive. Like, it's just so OP, and you can go Shadow too. But like, again, it's just so much thinking that you have to do now, like with these tiers, like that they have. I like it. It's different. So.
So speaking of liking things, you love Great League, and Great League has went to a tier system as well. Why don't you take us through Great League?
So crazy. Everything just in the tier, in S tier, A tier, right? So the Great League has two lists, S restricted and A restricted. So it's not really like so much like a tier. Now you can pick one Pokemon from the S tier and up to two Pokemon from the A list. And it says complete their, let me see. Is there any things that are banned? Okay. So the things that are banned is Galarian Birds. Again, we understand why. And Sneasler is banned here as well.
I love seeing them ban Sneasler, knowing that the only way to get it was somewhat nefarious methods.
Yeah.
I like Sylph going, you know what? You can't have it. No.
I like it. So the S restricted list is, again, you can only choose up to one from this list. Galarian, Stunfisk, Registeel, Bastiodon, Lickitung, Sableye, Trevenant, Altaria, Swampert, Medicham, Nidoqueen, Azut, Toxapex. So again, is there anything that says that you can't use shadows? No, right? So you could.
That's correct, yeah.
Shadows. The A-restricted list, you can choose up to two. Alolan Ninetales, Wigglytuff, Venusaur, Umbreon, Mandibuzz, Walrein, Skarmory, Diggersby, Cresselia, Obstagoon, Scrafty, Tapu Fini, Defenseless Deoxys, Araquanid, Noctowl, Cofagrigus, Runarigus, and Lantern. Thank God Astro missed this episode, because goddamn, you have to name so many Pokemon.
Looking at A tier, there's a few things that jump out at me in A tier. Toxapex being really bulky.
Of course, Registeel, rank one, right?
Nothing to do with my rank one, but Registeel being really bulky. And last season, Altaria was not restricted in any form or fashion.
Now
it was everywhere. So I think they noticed that. And making Altaria an S-tier Pokemon, I like. Because that means not everyone's going to be able to bring, you know, Lickitung, Altaria, Galarian Stunfisk core. Because, God, I was sick of seeing that in Great League last season.
I still expect a lot of people. If you have a good rank, Lickitung, I expect people to bring that for their S tier. I just feel like
it's
they will.
It's so good. It's bulk, just, plus it actually gets to its move fairly fast when Body Slam, so you're spamming that out.
Even against a fighter, it does not too bad. Like, it can actually maybe beat it too with energy. So it's just insane.
So would you do a Lickitung and pair it with something like a Tapu Fini? That way you have that coverage for fighters.
Yeah, you can do a Tapu Fini, which is crazy. I personally don't know if I consider Tapu Fini a, you know, list like type of Pokemon, but hey, I guess it is. So yeah, Tapu Fini would be a nice one. Cresselia? No, I think I like Tapu Fini a little bit better because it has coverage against like Bastiodon, Gfisk, even with the water gun.
Well, even run it double. Run it Tapu Fini and Skarmory together as your A tier.
Skarmory.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Hmm.
And then you can fill in your team from there off everything else.
You know, I just noticed as well is that they have something here that a lot of people started to use in Great League is Lantern.
And Noctowl both are in the A tier.
This is insane. I would never have thought that Lantern would go into an A tier list. Like, it's insane.
But think about it. It just does so good against the meta now with its new movesets.
It really does. Honestly, like, if I'm not mistaken, Lyle did have a team with Lantern that he climbed up a lot with, and it was just really good. It's just really good coverage. If you think about it, it can beat, you know, Gfist, Registeel, Bastiodon, does pretty decent against Lickitung, Sableye. Would get wrecked probably by Trevenant, but even then, like, it does some damage. Can defend itself against Altaria. Surf just does a good amount of damage to Swampert. It can defend against everything in this Nidoqueen, even Toxapex with the electric moves. So Lantern, it does seem like a pretty good save. Again, this you just have so many options. You just got to know how to build, you know, your team around these things.
So would you like to tell us about Ember or Vanguard? And I will do the other.
I haven't even looked at any of them, but I'll probably do, let me do Ember.
I knew you were going to say that, just looking at how complex Vanguard is.
Oh, no, I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah, God. So Vanguard may be the single most complex slotted meta Sylphs ever put together.
Oh, God.
Buckle up, your trainers. So, as this season passes its midpoint, we couldn't let Battlefield plateau. Instead, the Battlefield, inspired by four famous trainers, take it to a new height. Teams will be constructed of six Pokemon with the following pick restrictions. Okay, so tell me if you're confused by the time I finish this. Slot one. You can choose one Pokemon with ice or water typing. However, the following Pokemon cannot be picked for this slot, but can be picked elsewhere. Froslass, Jellicent, Kingdra, Poliwrath. Slot 2. Pokemon with fighting, ground, or rock typings. Slot 3. Pokemon with ghost or poison typings. So here's where Froslass and Jellicent come back into play. Slot 4. Pokemon with dragon or flying typings. There's your Kingdra back. Oh, and slot 2 is your Poliwrath back. Slot 5 and 6, you can get two Pokemon with the types of water, ground, rock, poison, or flying. However, ice, fighting, ghost, and dragons are banned from these slots. So that's saying you can't use Walrein in slot 5 and 6, for example. Plus, the following things are banned. Megas, Pokemon types of dark, fairy, steel, all Alolan, Galarian, and Hisuian Pokemon, and their corresponding forms from previous generations, Abomasnow, Lantern, Medicham, Trevenant, and Altaria are banned as well.
What the actual fuck? What the fuck?
We can't go into rankings for this first off tonight, partially because I don't know how to flip and sim this. And the other part is because PV Poke doesn't have him up yet because he's just got announced today. But looking here, ice water Pokemon in Great League. Let's talk through here. Let's do a little bit of team build. Let's build out a Vanguard team together.
That's insane. Like, I mean, okay, so first of all, we obviously know where they got these four famous inspired slots, right? Mm-hmm. It's the Elite Four.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I'm like, yo, that's awesome. I like that. But then I started seeing the more you read, I'm like, yo, this is so complex. Like, it's insane.
So for your slot one, I think Swampert would be a good pick.
Oh yeah. I think Swampert is always a good pick here. I mean, you will have some grass. Walrein, Swampert.
Abomasnow. Actually, Abomasnow looks real good because everyone has to have a dragon or flying type.
But isn't Abomasnow banned?
Oh, it is. They knew. They knew how good it looked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, that's going to wreck the meta. I agree that Walrein and Swampert are pretty good for the slot one.
Either slot one or slot three, I think Toxapex is a must. That much bulk. Well, you can do it for one, three, or five.
This is true.
So you have three spots you can put Toxapex in, or five or six. So four spots that Toxapex could fill.
I'd probably go in the five or six because I feel like those are other ones that are more restricted. Yeah. I think Toxapex is a really good pickup in a five or six slot.
Looking at fight or that water ice, I think Walrein, Swampert, just trying to look through the rankings here. Fairies are banned. Arachnequid could be good. Arachnequid?
Yeah.
Could be decent, but that, because there's not going to be a lot of rock. Well, other than slot five and six, there won't be any rock. And there's no steel, which would help wall it. And it would be a good wall to Swamperts and Wall Reigns both. I think I'm in slot one, I'm going to put in a Arachnoid for me.
Okay. I mean, there is still rock typings in slot two, right? So.
Oh, I did miss slot two. Okay. Yeah, there is some rock, but no rock steel. So at least you can bubble beam them.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be bad. And honestly, looking at slot two, I feel like you would either go with fighting or ground. Maybe, depending how you want to go about it. But I personally think that Wall Rain or Swampert, I still stick with those two, for me at least.
Yeah, so I would put in Arachnoid slot one and Swampert into slot two.
Wait, what was slot two?
Slot two is fighting ground rock.
Okay.
So Swampert, can, with its ground typing, can slide into slot two.
Okay. So then you would be semi-weak to grass Pokemon?
Well, not really. I mean, the actual bug typing of Arachnoid beats most of the grass steel, and it's insane bulk.
So I'm thinking... I'm thinking... Just skip into slot 5 or 6 real quick, like... Let me see, but is it banned? No, it's not banned. So Venusaur for me seems pretty decent.
I was thinking Venusaur as well. So here's my team. I got a team ready for you. Slot one is going to be Arachnoid. Slot two, Swampert. Slot three, we're going over to our probably using a ghost type here and either doing Froslass or Drifblim. Slot four, Noctowl. Slot five, Toxapex. And then slot six is what I'd call my flex pick to help round out my team versus my opponent.
Obviously, you can't pick Sableye because dark Pokemons are banned. But I started using Cofagrigus for my regional practice, and I really love that Pokemon. For slot three, I feel like it's a very safe pick. Obviously, you may have some people that use normal typing because I don't think it's banned. But I mean, like, where would you add a normal type here? Like, I feel like you won't see any normal typing, so you won't be worried for it.
Flyers, you're flying normals.
Yeah, if you bring a Noctowl, but like, I feel like if you have a choice of a dragon, I feel like, I mean, you may see some Dragonites. You may see some Kingdras. So, I don't know. I think it may be safe. I may throw that Hail Mary and use that if I were to run Vanguard. I like that. I may.
The other normal type you'd see would be Diggersby.
Diggersby, yeah. Diggersby. And this is where
multiple slots as well.
And this is why I like the Swamper. Oh, God,
they're in my slot six. I'm just going super bulk. Four bulky, bulky Pokemon. We're timing out for Sylph battles here.
Oh, God.
Arachnoid, Toxapex, and Diggersby. Done.
God. Let me just not even try to battle.
You don't even want to play the battles. No one wants to play the battle because they don't want to deal with the time commitment for it.
Hell no. But yeah, honestly, initially when we read this meta, like it seemed very annoying, but I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be really hard to team build for.
Oh, for and sure.
I'm really curious to see what those rankings are going to look like.
I'm very curious how it's going to go. But I'm sure there will be that one Pokemon that is going to be superior against like everything.
And it's not going to be Noctowl.
And it's not.
Or Primate.
It's not. I genuinely think that Venusaur is a very good pick in this meta that I'm looking at. Because it can hit literally everything with a neutral or a super effective.
The only big thing for Venusaur is going to be how prevalent is that ice typing going to actually be used.
So depending on the ice typing, right? Even a Frostlass doesn't want to get Frenzy Plant, or Wall Rain doesn't want to get Frenzy Plant. So like I said, it just depends, what ice typing it is. But overall,
Alolan Sandslash.
Okay, now you're just... Wait, you can't use Steel.
Can't use Steel. You're right. Okay, yep.
See, that's what I'm saying. So there's no steal, so it's just really good.
Honestly, there Articuno would be the only ice type I could think that would just wall Venusaur.
And no one's going to use that 100%. There's no way you'll see that, especially in the tier that we're at. If anybody uses
challenge accepted.
Well, opponents, because we're not facing each other.
Yeah, you are. If you want to do it, you got to face me.
Even then, Sludge Bomb will still wreck you.
Yeah.
So
Snowy Cast Form actually would be a tough one for Venusaur.
Okay, that is annoying. But this is why you have like certain things like a Walrein or even a Swampert. It just hits it hard. But like I said, we weren't really even mentioning any fire Pokemon whatsoever because it's not even banned, but it just wasn't even brought up. Like,
Than Blaziken.
You can even...
Blaziken, Talonflame, Charizard.
Charizard in number slot 4 for the flying. But like... Dragon Breath Charizard, maybe? I don't know. But again...
Actually, I think those are the only allowed fire types even. Oh, Salazzle.
Oh. God.
Poison and Fire.
I don't know. I feel like that would get walled by something. Like
Swampert?
Yeah, no. That just would get wrecked.
Nope, I got your tech piece for fire. Ready, Dina?
What's that?
Camelrup.
No. Definitely not. We'll never touch that Pokemon. I'm going to delete it from my thing. I don't even know why I have it built.
Yes, and that's why I mentioned it, because Dino has it built, and I knew that.
He did, because he made me use it a long time ago.
So, tell me about the Ember Cup, speaking of fire things.
Ember, I like it that they named it that, and I wanted to talk about it. I'm assuming it has something to do with fire, right? It says... Ember, sparking off the competition in this battlefield, specialists can pick any 6 Pokemon that meet the following conditions. Allowed are electric, fire, grass, or ground typing, as well as Alolan Muk, Hisuian Quillfish, Honchkrow, Machamp, Malamar, Poliwrath, Primate, woohoo, Surfetch. Oh my god, these guys are just naming my favorite Pokemon right now. Bans, Pokemon with dragon, rock, or steel typing, and mud boys, water and ground. So, you know, your Swampert, Wishcash, and whatnot. Obama Snow, Diggersby, Dugtrio, Lantern, Nidoqueen, Ninetales, Pachirisu, Salazzle, Stunfisk. I'm assuming that's both. And Whimsicott are not permitted. Megas and Shadows are also not permitted. That is one thing I did notice. Are Shadows banned in the other meta? So this is another one that they actually have one that they do have Shadows and the other one that doesn't.
Yes, and I like Shadows, so I'm looking at Vanguard very closely.
And I don't mind. I'm kind of liking Ember. Honestly, I don't mind either one. And if I have to play either one, because Primeape and Surfetch are allowed here. So... That just catches my interest.
This one I can build a custom search string for. So you talk for a few minutes while I get the search string together for you.
So it's okay. So you have electric, fire, grass, or ground typing, and then you have those exclusive ones that were allowed. I'm kind of curious how you could build around this. So it looks like probably ground is going to be very good, but then you're going to want to bring the grass to counter it. So this guy already made it. That was quick. So he can definitely talk about it now, or is he still loading it?
I definitely have done something wrong, because otherwise Hisuian Quillfish is broken. Because I've got a ranking of Hisuian Quillfish for 100 versus the next Pokemon being at number 2 at 93.7.
And maybe he is that broken.
Oh, wait. I missed a T on Whimsicott. Maybe that will change it?
So, wait. Whimsicott is not permitted.
Yeah. So, I missed a T on my ban list. That didn't fix it. What did I screw up? Oh, Mud Boys are banned.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait,
if you did put the Mud Boys, it would just wreck Hisuian Quillfish.
Yeah, so they're banned. That means Hisuian Quillfish seems to be even better.
That's not good. Oh. Yeah, Wishcash and what? That's crazy that it's that good.
It can't. I had to do something wrong, right?
I think you actually may be okay with that.
So if I fix the Mud Boys, it puts Hisuian Quillfish at 100, and Gligar is the next at 93.3.
Jesus,
that just seems broke. I'm going to look through this again. Can it really be Hisuian Quillfish is that broken?
I'm trying to think if there was any of them
electric,
that you missed.
Fire, grass, ground, as well as Alolan Muk, Quillfish, Honchkrow, Machamp, Malamar, Poliwrath, Primate, Sirfetch'd. Sirfetch'd. Fix the spelling on Sirfetch'd because apparently you can't put the apostrophe in.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that Sirfetch'd is not there. Yeah, because if not, I mean, honestly, it still loses to Machamp, Swampert, Poliwrath, Gligar, Wishcash, so like, it's not like you're not going to want to use those. It does still seem very broken.
I'm just keep resimming this over and over and over, and it just seems that broken.
Hmm. I mean, honestly, if that's the case, you're just going to see a lot of people to bring something to counter it, so it's fine.
I'm very curious to see when actual rankings come out, what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, I don't see any way I've done this wrong.
So assuming that you did do it right, the fighting types are going to be very good here. Specifically, probably Poliwrath would wreck it. It would completely counter Hisuian Quillfish because of how the Aqua Tail doesn't do anything. Shadow Ball is just Poliwrath is just thick.
Poison Jab and Shadow Ball would take a Poliwrath out pretty quick.
I mean, it has a battle rating of 344 losing towards it, so.
Yeah, but it does wall a little bit, but not insanely. It's just how?
A dynamic punch to it is like 60%. So I don't know. I think
I just don't understand why they put this in the allowed list.
I mean, given that how many fighters there is, I think it's fine. Like, again, it's just one of those Pokemons that it doesn't. I think it's fine. Like, I don't expect it to be too crazy. And it's funny. I don't even think I saw any electric types that are like in the top, like, okay, top 15.
Zapdos. Top 12 Zapdos.
Oh, you have the updated list. Okay. But for this one, it's gonna be a little tough to make up the rankings, I feel like. Trying to see if there's anything that got messed up as well. But
I've looked 3 or 4 times. I'm passing it over to our factions to look at it, because otherwise Hisuian Quillfish is an absolute must.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're with that mindset, like, oh my god, it's so OP, you're just gonna have to bring something to counter it, which you're gonna bring your fighters,
which then Trevenant becomes a must on every team too.
Exactly. And then that's why you go back to like Sirfetch and Primeape learning Night Slash, so
mm-hmm.
to defend itself. Coverage, right?
Coverage, Dino. Tell us about coverage.
Apparently,
tell people what your moveset is on your fire ghost Pokemon.
Oh, it has Seed Bomb. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you finally changed the moveset. Tell them what it was last night when we went to stream and I had to yell at you for.
Shadow Ball, Hex, Willow, what is it called? Willow Wisp?
Willow Wisp.
And then the other was,
it's another fire. It's a special move that we can't say.
It's special move for it, yes. So it was 2 fires, 2 ghosts. So great coverage.
And this man sits here and talks about Surf Edge's coverage right now. And he acted like he was doing nothing wrong when he showed that off last night. I'm like, what are you doing, you idiot?
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just go the strong moves and that's it. This is how I play. It just works.
Looking here, I think Jump Bluff looks really interesting as well. With that Fairy Wind acrobatics combo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this meta. I don't want to be in this.
I don't mind.
I'll stick to Vanguard.
Go for it. Honestly, I don't mind either or. I think it'll be fun. I like the fact that it has the Sirfetch'd and Primate, but...
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason you care about this meta. You're like, oh, I like these Pokemon, and they've specifically allowed them.
Yeah, exactly.
Victini?
Victini would be interesting, just because you said if you're going to bring Hisuian Quillfish, you're going to bring a fighter. If you have a fighter, you want to counter the fighters with Victini.
Victini, and let's be frankly honest, V-Crate is a busted move.
It is indeed busted. Yeah, so I mean, like, I think we'll talk about it more in depth whenever we get the rankings, but I do expect it if it is that way. Oh, wait, in this updated list, you have Marsh Stomp.
Yep, I just noticed. I'm fixing that now. It didn't change the rankings.
And Gastrodon.
It actually made... Oh, Gastrodon's in there too. It actually made Quillfish better.
Okay, yeah, that's... I was going to say, okay, so... Yeah, there must be something. There must be something, but... Even if we do fix whatever it is, I still think Quillfish is still going to be pretty good, but keep in mind it is very fragile. So... Make sure you have a good ranked one, because I know I don't, so I need to...
And that you don't accidentally quit... Overquill, considering it's not even allowed.
Yeah, nobody does that. Nobody does that.
He's not even here to defend himself. The other thing that did happen this week, the Friday Night Fights aired on Thursday night, and Team BTW beat Pallet Town. Really fun stream. Go watch it. Kyle Throws was our representative from BTW. Thank you for doing that for us, Kyle. And he shoutcasted and analyzed from our side, so... Thank you very much for that. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Anything else, Sylph?
No, I don't think so. I'm just excited to get practicing with these cups, and that's it.
Are you ready for a lot of news to come at your face?
Even though we literally talked for like an hour already, but yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah, let's go to the news. Oh, good God. They dumped a ton of news on us. So let's start with save the date. We know the following dates for Community Day over the next season. Saturday, December 17th, and Sunday, December 18th is Community Day Palooza. And we'll circle back and talk about what all the Palooza is there. Get to the other dates first. On Saturday, January 7th, is Community Day normal. That is early in January. That's like the first... Is that the first weekend of January?
Wait, I'm like, did it actually give the dates of like the next year? Oh,
yes. January 7th, the first Saturday in January is Community Day. There's also on the 21st going to be a Community Day Classic. And February 5th is the... Why are these in the very first of the month?
What the fuck?
That's so weird. Additional in-game dates, they told us to save the dates for the month of December. For December 3rd, December 10th and 11th, and December 24th and 25th, because, you know, there's nothing else going on those 2 days.
Oh, definitely not.
They said they saved the date for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Why? Why? Well, I don't even know why they're doing that. What's wrong with them?
don't know. I'm so confused.
Why would... That's just too many questions there.
So, for Saturday, December 8th, 17th, and 18th, we know that all Pokemon from 2021 and 2022 will return for Community Days. We don't know how that's going to work, the times, anything else of this moment. But let's talk through what are these Pokemon and what were their moves. So, Machop was January 2021 with Payback. Dino, Payback Machop, yes or no?
Certain metas. Certain metas, I think it's. I think, like I said, like I always like to have two of each. And if Machop's going to be appearing a lot, you're bound to get a good one. So, and Shadow Machop is currently with one of the Team Rocket leaders.
Except
so.
For the event just ended and you can't TM away frustration.
This is true. But you can still... too late. I know. Hopefully you did TM your Shadow Machops.
Did you TM your Shadow Mewtwo, Dina?
I did.
Did you get your... You got your Mewtwo then as well?
Yeah, it was good. It was horrible IVs, but, you know.
Was it under 1,500?
Yes.
Catch
Cup I mean, ready. I already Let's had go. One, so...
I didn't have one under 1,500.
Oh, but did you get one?
I do now. I have two now.
Nice.
And both got TM'd. Okay, Roselia. Greg, rejoice. Roselia's coming back.
This is actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, with Bullet Seed and Weather Ball Fire.
Weather Ball Fire, yes.
Roselia is actually one of those you want two of them. Actually, you want four of them. You want one with the Poison Fast move with Weather Ball. You want one with the Bullet Seed with Weather Ball. Then you want non-Weather Ball versions as well, because their other moves are pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Roselia is actually kind of a tech piece, in my opinion. It can do a lot of different things in metas.
It also has Razor Leaf, right?
Also has Razor Leaf.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
This on the 3rd, which was March 20, or yeah, number 3, Fletchling, March 2021. Gets Incinerate. You know how good Talonflame is, y'all.
Yep. And this is where you can get your XL Talonflame, though.
Yeah. Snivy for Frenzy Plant.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I don't know if people actually prefer Frenzy Plant on their superiors.
I've seen it,
but I've also seen more with running Petal Blizzard and Aerial Ace.
That's a first I've heard of. I've seen like Frenzy Plant and Aerial Ace or Leaf Tornado and Frenzy.
I'm sorry, you're not Petal Blizzard, you're right. Leaf Tornado. Sorry, that was it. Leaf Tornado Aerial Ace.
That's just very Leaf Tornado is very annoying.
Here's a big one. Swablu from May 2021 get Moonblast. If you don't have a Moonblast Swablu, you need a Moonblast Altaria. Get your Moonblast Altaria.
Yeah, 100%. Again, XL Candy, Master League if you wanted to. So,
okay. And then July last year, I skipped June last year. Gible with Earth Power for Garchomp.
Yeah.
You want one Earth Power and one non-Earth Power, to be frankly honest.
Yeah.
So, get you a second one. This is definitely Master League. This is nothing more than Master League.
Exactly.
The first wet fish of the list is Tepig with Blast Burn.
So bad. Yep.
Eevee from August 2021. And good God, there's a lot of moves here. Vaporeon gets Skull. Jolteon gets Zap Cannon. Flareon gets Superpower. Espeon gets Shadow Ball. Umbreon gets Psychic. Leafeon gets Bullet Seed. Glaceon gets Water Pulse. And Sylveon gets Psyshock. Out of that list, you need to specifically be watching for Umbreon and Sylveon, right?
Yeah, definitely Umbreon, Sylveon. Honestly, anything else is just like very niche. I don't even think you'll ever use it, even for Sylph.
Yeah. And important point for those Umbreon and Sylveons, we are not being told as of now that the walking and heart requirements are removed for this community day. So you may want to start interacting with those good ones you have now.
Would help tremendously instead of rushing, so definitely get walking.
Next one, Oshawott with what's Busted. It got, Dina?
That's all I gotta say.
Oshawott's Samurott getting Hydro Cannon and absolute busted. The tenth one of this list. Good God, this is a long list. Is Duskull from October 2021? Shadow Ball for Dusk Noir. It's completely useless. Dino, do you remember last year in November when Shinx came around and we kind of poo-pooed on it?
Oh yeah, 100%. And definitely we have been proved otherwise since then.
It's good. You want to get your Shinx.
Yeah, definitely get it.
Then we get into this year's Community Days, and we start off with a banger. Sveal, January 2022. Powder Snow and Icicle Spear. Look, it's not as breaking as it used to be, but it's still really good. Get your Sveal.
You need that wall rain, right? So.
Oh, I just realized something.
What?
Toronto's region we mentioned a second ago was December 3rd. Most likely there's a move shakeup on December 1st.
Really?
Oh, boy. Lyles and Miami Dock. King Duckpool. Good luck figuring that out on 2 days' notice.
Hopefully that's not the case, but I wouldn't put it past it.
Actually, you kind of want it to be, because the meta gets stale if they don't shake up the moves. We saw that from the last 3 seasons.
They did. And actually, wait, they never actually had any move shakeups, right?
We had them at the start of this season.
Was it, like, crazy, though?
And it was 4 days before the... Or no, it was a week before the Baltimore Regionals.
Ah, yes. I remember now.
Okay. Yeah, so it's possible. Hoppit from February 2022. Acrobatics with Fairy Wind now is a must.
It's good. Yeah.
March 2022. Sandshrews. Both Cantonian and Alolan get Night Slash and Shadow Claw, respectively. Definitely worth having one of each.
Yes, for sure.
Once again, we poo-pooed on Cantonian Sandslash. Last season in Alchemy, Sandslash was broken good. If you did not have Sandslash on your Alchemy team, you did not have a chance of winning.
It was busted.
Stuffle with Drain Punch. Get your Stuffles, don't get your Drain Punch.
Uh-huh.
Alolan Geodudes with Rollout. Get your Geodudes, don't get your Rollout.
Yep.
Dino. Brutal Swing. It's better. This is somewhere where we were corrected.
Yeah, so we were talking
that Dino was completely useless for the most part because of its typing for PvP. Yeah. However, our resident raid expert Reyes pointed out It is actually one of the single best raid attackers for dark typing. I'll say that again. It is one of the single best dark type raid attackers. So maybe don't skip those if you're doing raids.
Yeah, if you're into that, yeah.
This past summer, while we were in Columbus, they announced Starly Community Day for the next month, and that's about as impactful as we thought it was going to be.
Yep.
Galarian Zigzagoon with Obstruct. Definitely shiny. Want that.
Yes.
Rag'n'Rolla with Meteor Beam.
Is it good for PvE, maybe?
No.
Am I wrong? Okay.
It's just not good.
Okay, it's trash.
Ready. Litwick with Poltergeist. Not really good. You prefer Shadow Ball. And Teddy Ursa with High Speed Horsepower. We just had this, so I'm assuming you already have it.
This is a lot of things. That's
a lot of stuff, a lot of good PvP moves. Definitely participate in Evolve. Now, today we had two different news articles dropped on us. Would you want to talk about the incursion first or the actual event that's happening before the incursion? I'm assuming we should go event first, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
So the Astral Eclipse event begins on Wednesday, November 23rd. Runs through Monday, November 28th. That's 10 a.m. local time to 8 p.m. local time. And this event, we get Solgaleo and Lunala. But the catch is, you can only have one.
Did the moves come out already?
They are. I was going to see if you've seen that yet.
No, I have not. So this is going to be a first time.
Let's take over to a little trip to PV Poke here.
Oh, Jesus. In Master League? Or where did he put it?
In Master League. Of course, Master League. And let's look up Lunala first. Lunala is a psychic ghost typing with Confusion, Shadow Ball, and Psychic. Womp, womp, womp.
Just
unfortunately loses a lot more than it wins in Master League.
Yeah, so...
The problem is Confusion is just a bad Master League move. It's too damn slow. And Psychic ain't much better. But maybe just replace Confusion with Moonblast, and it's still not that good. It's too glassy.
I think. No. If maybe you learn something else as a fast move, it might be good.
Mm-hmm.
But it just has a lot of huge attack, like nukes, basically.
So the other thing that comes out, Solgaleo, the sun Pokemon. It is a psychic and seal typing. So what two types dominate in Master League, Dino? There's dragon. And what's the second type?
It's either steel or fairy, I think.
It's steel, yep. You ready for these moves?
I am ready.
Fire Spin, fast move, with Psychic Fangs and Iron Head. It has a near 50-50 win rate, 15 wins to 17 losses.
And it's rank 6?
It's rank 6.
Jesus.
It picks up wins over Zacian, Nemesis. Okay, it beats all the fairies. Let's not even go naming individual fairies.
Mm-hmm.
It beats Melmetal. It beats Dialga. It beats Landorus Therian form. It beats Landorus, even though it's weak to Landorus.
What?
It beats Excadrill.
How? Oh, yeah, because of steel.
Because of steel. It beats Mewtwo. With Psycho Cut, Focus Blast, Psy Strike. It does lose to Psycho Cut, Shadow Ball, Psy Strike, Mewtwo, though.
Hmm.
It's a psychic type, right?
Yeah.
It beats Sarude.
Because of the Fire Spin.
Because of the Fire Spin. Fire Spin is actually going to really muck up the meta. I'm excited for this. So if you are a PvPer and you do Master League, get Lunala.
I think you were sticking with
that. By the way, if you keep it down, you know, maybe Master League Classic comes back next season. It's better in Classic. 17 wins to 15 losses.
I'm like, how do you know that? And then I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
And it still beats all the fairies. It still beats Landorus. It still beats Excadrill. It also beats Metagross. It loses the Metagross, shockingly. Fire Spin is just not enough pressure. It's a close match.
Two, it wrecks it.
Yeah, in the twos, it wrecks it. Yeah, if you give this thing two shields...
It's definitely a lead. I think it's definitely a lead.
Oh, my God!
There we go. That's all you guys got to hear. That's the end of that. Yeah.
Well, we know this is getting nerfed before it gets released next week or this week. In the two shields, this thing is a 27 win to 5 losses in Classic Master League.
That is pretty insane.
50, in level 50, it's 24 wins to 8 losses in the two. Oh, wait, that's 2 to 1 shield. Sorry. Let me fix that. Okay, 20 to 12, that's still broken.
Oh,
and 24 to 8, it's still broken in the 2 to 2 shields.
Yeah, it's broken. It's definitely a good lead.
Whoa. Okay, King Tom. Shoe Star, listen up. Get go ahead and make this your buddy and get to stepping.
Get it going.
Get to stepping. Let's go. Because you're only going to get one of them.
Ever, probably. Actually, no.
Eventually, they'll put them in raids, but for this season, we get one of them.
Yeah, so definitely.
And you have to get it, you have to evolve your Cosmoan.
I don't even know. I think I have. I think you have to, right? For one of the research.
Yep. So you'll get new special research. I'm assuming that's where you'll get your 100 candies for it from, because you have to have 100 candies to evolve this. Wild encounters. Alolan Rattata. What did I just say there? Alolan Rattata.
That's a tongue twister. I don't know. Yeah.
Alolan Rattata. I got a feeling for Astro here. Alolan Rattata.
You gotta.
Alolan Sandshrew. Clefairy. Alolan Vulpix. Staryu for 750 dust per catch. Hoot Hoot. Sunkern. Lunatone. Solrock. Muna. Cottonee. Petalil. And Yengoose.
Ew.
So, Dino, what should people be targeting?
Honestly, obviously you want your Hoot Hoot, because you guys saw how Noctowl is so prevalent now. Alolan Vulpix in the wild? What? Yeah, definitely get that. 100%.
I am real excited for that one.
That's the big one there. So, in terms of, like, tier, you definitely want to get Alolan Vulpix and Hoot Hoot first. Clefairy's nice for the XL. Alolan Sandshrew as well in the wild. That's rare.
Or the XL too. You need that Sandshrew XL candy.
Exactly. Some more niche, like more like Sylph, maybe like Solrock, Lunatune, Cottonee. But even then, like, that's it. Honestly, it's just
Get your little cup Cottonees.
Yep. If they ever unban it, but you never know.
Yeah, and your Staryu for your dust.
Yeah, definitely always catch Staryu. See that you want dust for sure.
Yeah. I think Alolan Vulpix, Sandshrew, Clefairy, those are the three standouts in my opinion of this event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess
I'll give you Hoot Hoot.
You have to. It's meta now, right?
raids, 1 stars. You're gonna get Drifloon, Frillish, male and female. So if you are not a GBLer and you're listening to our show, hi, you should try GBL. It's really fun. You can get a male Frillish, which you can't normally get.
That's kind of cool.
Inkay and Rockruff, who can be shiny, and I may have hatched one already.
Lucky
without
bastard.
Ever doing a raid for him.
Not you.
3-star raids, Tentacruel, Druddigon, and Hisuian Braviary. You can also buy avatar items of Lunala Wings, Sogaleo Mask, Lunala Pants, Sogaleo Shoes, or Galaxy Socks. Yep, those are things.
Am I going to buy them?
Those are things.
No.
I don't know. That's Lunala Wings.
We'll see how it looks.
Then maybe I'll decide. Dino was more likely than I am to buy avatar items.
This is true, and even I'm probably... Okay, depends. Depends how it looks. If it looks stylish, I may.
He's also very likely to spend all of his money in Scarlet on avatar items.
This is also true. This is true. I was looking earlier.
It doesn't affect the gameplay!
What?
Avatar items.
So what? It still looks...
And making its return to raids is Nihilego on the 23rd. Which will have a raid hour on the 23rd and 30th.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming to raids, the incursion's coming. The incursion's coming. Ultra Beast are making their way back into our world for a raid day on Sunday, November 27th from 11 to 5 local. There is also an in-person event in London or LA on November 26th at 6 p.m. local. We don't know any details about it. We have also been informed by our local Pogo Lexington that we have a special event happening in Lexington on the 27th as part of this raid hour as well. We have been given a pack of classified documents that will be handed out to trainers in Lexington that want to join our raid day in Lexington. So, kind of cool there.
Yeah.
Global Raid Day. So, what was one annoying thing about the Ultra Beast, Dina?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't recall.
How'd you feel about getting your hands on all of them?
Wasn't it kind of annoying? I felt sort of rushed. I don't remember per se.
Did it feel like, you know, they were regionalized and you had to remote raid to get them all?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no.
Guess what? They're still regionals. So, if you are in APAC, I'm going to cover these in time order here. APAC will have Nihilego, Zerkatree, and Guzzlord all day. So, if you want Zerkatree, you have to remote raid in over to APAC. Our friends in Europe will get Nihilego, Pheromosa, and Guzzlord. If you want Pheromosa, you have to remote raid for it. And our people here in Americas are getting Nihilego, Buzzwole, and Guzzlord. If you want Buzzwole and you do not live in America, you have to remote raid for it. Oh, by the way, us folks here in the Northern Hemisphere will also have Cortana part of that mix, while our friends down in the Southern Hemisphere will have Celesteela. By the way, you do get 5 free raid passes for in-person raids.
Is this something you're supposed to look forward to? Like, because by the sound of it, it looks like I'm not even going to do this.
There's also going to be a time research where you can complete tasks and get encounters with all the Ultra Beast. So, you know what that means, Dina?
What?
Great League Buzzwole coming back.
This is true. And we were also talking about how we only have one, right?
Other Pokemon has never been Great League eligible up to this point?
That's good?
We don't know if it's good yet or not. I mean, it has potential.
It's definitely not Cortana, right?
Definitely not Cortana.
Nihilego?
Scylla?
Celesteela?
It is steel flying type. And if you get it under level 15, it can be Great League eligible with Air Slash, Body Slam, Heavy Slam. It doesn't have a ton of wins against the core meta, but in Sylph, that steel flying type could be really good if Skarmory was banned.
That is true. It's a good coverage for it, so... Huh. That definitely would be interesting.
Why would you run Heavy Slam over Iron Hand? That's weird. But still.
That is weird.
So you, for the first time, Celestilla will be eligible for Great League. Additionally, Kartana can get into Great League as well. A glassy razor leaf in Great League. Who would have ever thought that would happen?
Sounds familiar.
But at level 15, you would need a rank one would be 2, 15, 12 at level 15. So you could get a level 15 and trade with your not very good friends and get a Great League Kartana.
I don't know.
So Bobby is literally rubbing his hands together. He's going to be like, I can have Grass Hole that isn't weak to flying.
But then you just get wrecked by fire, but it's a sacrifice you make.
I mean, Grass Hole gets wrecked by fire anyways. It ain't like it doesn't.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Additional, there's going to be a new friend referral bonus. And a global challenge related to the friend referral bonus. And if we can get 50,000 and 100,000 referrals, we get really stupid rewards. Let me look them up, because I actually do want to tell you what they really are. So give me two seconds to look them up. Go ahead, Dino, and talk for a minute.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about this. Honestly, I don't know if I'll participate in this raid day. So,
okay, you ready? You ready?
No.
50,000 referrals. All trainers will see a lure module via bundle in the in-game shop.
That's it?
And if we can get 100,000 referrals, all trainers can start catching their Ultra Beast in Beast Balls.
What the fuck is that? That's so bad.
Monday, November 21st to Saturday, November 26th to get to the 100,000 referrals. Which means this is already live. Let's see where we're at on the referrals. What do you think, Dino? You think we can get 100,000 referrals and get really bad bonuses?
I really don't care, honestly. So if we get it, that just blows my mind. Like how
does it show? Checking. Yeah, it should. If it's a global challenge, it should show it. It's supposed to. Oh, look, they're not putting it in the Today tab.
So, no.
So, they're going to give it to us whether we do it or not.
Yeah.
They're never going to admit that we did not get the referrals yet.
They'll be like, congratulations, you guys got it. And you guys only sent like 20, like 200 probably.
Yeah, it's such a weird feature they're trying to push there on us. Other event bonuses. Now, these are pretty good. Raids featuring Ultra Beast will give you 1.25 times more XP. Eh. You get 5 free in-person raid passes and an increased chance of rare candy XL from in-person raids. Also, within 300 meters of a Pokéspot, once you defeat an Ultra Beast, the following Pokémon will appear: Machoke, Scyther, Magmar, Gulpin, Absol, Mincino with an increased shiny chance, Frillish, and Dedenne.
I don't know.
Are those spawns going to get you out to do it?
Nope.
I don't see how they've taken Pokemon that we have had in game and have been and had multiple raid days, multiple events featuring them, and thinks it's an exciting thing to say, let's do a raid day for this exact same thing you've had 100,000 times already. With that being said, I'll probably get out and do it just because 11 to like 1-ish is my normal grind session on Sunday anyways. So if I can get free raid passes while I'm out there grinding for a little extra XP and dust, sure, I'll do it. Am I going out specifically to do that? Absolutely not. It's just so happened to correspond to my normal grind session.
You just happened to be, if it was like on a Saturday, you would definitely not do it.
Yeah, because my family will be here Saturday anyways because of the holiday. So yeah, I wouldn't be doing it on Saturday.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a
pretty bad event.
not even like not even a slight excited like for this. Like, I don't know. Maybe I don't think I will though.
I would love to hear Astro's opinion on this one.
Oh, he's definitely not gonna do it. I feel like if he does, that'd be crazy.
He won't do it, but I just want to hear how, you know, how ragey he gets about this one.
This is gonna be this is already gonna be taking place already by the time that by next week. So
yeah,
I guess we'll see.
I will say the research interests me. The fact that I can get level 15.
Maybe that's the only reason I may do it. The only reason. And it's just so stupid, but that's, they got to get you somehow. So.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason. Anything else news-wise that's important, Dina? There's no spotlight hour that you're really excited for next week, right?
Oh, definitely not with Hoothoot, right? Hoothoot's not. yeah, I'm definitely actually, like I said, I want to get knocked off for Ultra League at some point, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I have the rank 1 Ultra League knockout.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Just not you rubbing it in.
I'll never build it.
You probably won't.
It's not good enough.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're ready to hop into GBL. I mean, actually, I think we can just skip GBL. I mean, it's Catch Cup next week. There's nothing else to talk about there, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely no Elo check to do, right?
What's Elo? This is an unranked season, right?
He's like, oh yeah, for sure. I'm just giving out free wins.
Yeah. Okay, let's hop over into GBL.
Fight.
Kadinia, I need you to do something with me about this Elo.
Just whip it out real fast.
3591.
Dang, dude. Calm down.
Yo, honestly, I don't know if you can see this. I'm currently in the set right now. I'm 4-0.
And the sad part is, if he loses his next battle, he could still lose Elo.
I could if I down pair so badly because I down pair 200 points, but if I get a 5-0,
playing his battles this recording either, even though he's the only other one here.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. Before we recorded, I was trying to do some battles. I literally took me 30 minutes. I still didn't find it to find one battle. Like, it was insane. If I do get a 5-0 in this last set, I think that's top 10. So we'll see. And that be my first time ever hitting first page. So
speaking of pages in the leaderboard, let's park it here for just a second. So the boys of the BTW faction here, not me, but Lyles, Dino, and none other than Miami Doc have just went off this season. So they're all three on the leaderboard. All three of them. Lyles has peaked as high as 10. Miami Doc is still climbing. He is currently at, why can I not find Miami? Did Miami Doc fall?
I don't know.
Well, Miami Doc was on the leaderboard at like rank 74 yesterday, wasn't it?
He was like a 70 or like 50. 55. 1 or 52.
Yeah.
I know Lyle peaked at rank at spot 2. Then dropped a little bit, but I don't know how far. I don't think Miami Doc dropped that much. Or if he did, that's insane. Cause the last page would be 3362. There's no way he dropped so much.
I can't find him.
I don't know.
Lyles is at number 26 right now, so he dropped a little. Also, leaderboard, for the first time I think I can ever remember it, has crossed 3,700. Your first and second participant is over 3,700.
I mean, if all goes well, I mean, this is like high hope. I could potentially, at the rate that I'm going, hit above 3,700, but The so, Dino,
let's take some time here and park it, because look, when this show comes out, there is still a day and a half, 2 days for all intents and purposes, of Little Element Cup left.
Yeah,
remix. What is this team that you and Lyles and Miami Doc are using?
So, obviously, this is obviously whoever listens to Discord or you know is on the Discord or the pod. You guys know that I know Lyle was preaching on like how good Dewpider was going to be in this cup, and God, it is good. It's rank one, obviously, so it makes sense. But the initial team from Lyle that I tried after I was like at 3200s was Seal, Dewpider, and Vulpix tackle non-shadow. Now, Miami Doc, huh?
Quick attack.
Yeah, quick attack, Vulpix, non-shadow. And then Miami Doc was running shadow Vulpix lead versus Lyle was using Seal lead. Miami Doc was using shadow Vulpix, quick attack with Dewpider and Seal in the back. And he climbed up a lot. You know, we know how high Lyle went up to.
I was doing Mason fairly. Also took this team and climbed several hundred.
I think
points
to like 3,400. He got up there.
Yeah, he's on the leaderboard as well right now.
Oh, nice. So that team is very common. So we're able to call it our own. You know, because it's such a condensed meta. So
Lyle's was the first to post it that I know of.
Yeah, so...
And he gave it to Magic Mason, who ran it immediately following the switchover.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it the Lyles team. I'm giving Lyles credit on this one.
Yeah, so we know this team is very common. I see it all the time. So I started seeing a lot of things that were very annoying for Vulpix. So then I decided to switch to something that I'm like, okay, if I get a Slugma lead, or if it's in the back, I'm screwed. Like, Slugma would just wreck me. Because you're ABA week 2 Slugma. And I'm like, yo, let me look for a grass that's not a Razor Leafer. And sure enough, I had a Shadow Execute. Shadow Execute with Confusion. My God. It just wrecks any poison. Oddish, as soon as they come in Oddish, it's done. It's gone in 3 Confusions. Bulbasaur, maybe 4. It can farm down Vulpix with 2 shields. And literally, it just needs to... The only thing that it needs to worry about is Dewpider. If you keep it away from that, with shields, it wrecks everything. And with energy, it wrecks everything too. So literally, I've had so many people top left. I have so many people end the match with 2 shields because I just confusion away. So... The execute is just so good. And that's literally what's the MVP for where I am at now, currently in my ELO, and possibly get to top 10, I think, if I get a 5-0.
Too bad today's leaderboard updated after you claimed your last
3591.
Set.
3591, yeah. I literally finished my last set for 3591, which was a 5-0. I think like at 2, and I think the cutoff was exactly at 1. So I was so annoying. So yeah,
I can confirm Miami Doc did fall off the leaderboards. He had one bad set and said he was sick of the queue times to have a bad set. So he did a thing like Wildcat's been doing.
I don't at this rate, I'm not going to do that. I'm committed now.
And I don't blame you. So I've taken the opposite approach. Now, I will say I did test out a team. And day 1 and 2, it was working great. It was Shadow Vulpix with Wooper and Shadow... Who was the last one? Oh, Turtwig. Worked great the first 2 days. And then the meta hard shifted to Slugma being everywhere. I wonder why that's the case. Not because that stupid Dewpider was everywhere.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Slugma is just no good for this team, especially if it's in the lead. Because then you're forced to switch out and you just fall behind.
A Pokemon that is very annoying for my team, at least, because as you can tell, I have a water grass that's using Confusion, and Dewpider, there's a bug, is Ferroseed. Pharisee, Steel Grass is a big hole in my team, but even then I was able to beat a team because they misplayed. But that Pokemon is extremely sort of a hard wall. It's not against Steel because it only has Tackle and two Steel types moves, so it's resisting, but still, like, it's still pretty tough to beat with the other ones. Is Bug neutral against Grass Steel, or is it still resistant?
Bug would be neutral.
Okay, so I mean, it's not the greatest, but it's still winnable, but it's very annoying. So again, Dewpider is the only thing that I have to worry about against the Egg, and if not, the Egg can sweep literally anything in the meta, it just wrecks it. So that team has just been really OP for me, and hopefully if anybody has tried it, it's been good for them as well. But if you save shields for the Egg, it just wrecks everything.
Yeah, so next week we have Open Master League is staying around to close out the season. And God help us, Catch Cup Season of Light. So only Pokemon that you have caught this season are eligible, which means I will probably be rocking with the three Pokemon I caught this season that I have built. And whatever happens, happens, because it's just free dust at this point.
Depending where I
finish. Theo is not playing the rest of the season.
I'm probably not going to play. But we'll see.
Does that mean we got a confirmed main series stream coming Thursday night?
Probably. Well, actually, I did promise Herm, so we'll see.
Notice I said Thursday night and he didn't catch on that he's definitely not streaming Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely not. I mean, Friday.
Dino may be back with a coaching session. I think I'm back Sunday with the coaching session, and I think we're both back on Saturday with the coaching session, and we're both back on Sunday with the coaching session. Notice we have kind of checked out a GPL for the season.
Yeah, we're just out. It's either main series game or coaching. That's just what it came down to.
But so there's no rankings for Catch Cup. It's going to be kind of the wild, wild west. There's been a lot of good PvP mods this season. Things like your Toxapex came out this season. So a lot of good stuff out there. We'll see what people have built.
Should be interesting. That's all I got to say.
It'll be a fun time. But if you're trying to climb, I Catch Cup may be kind of tough to climb in, but we'll see what happens. Anything else GPL related? Other than Dino, good job, buddy. Good job
there. I know. Keep in mind, Wildcat's always giving me shit, so this you know, means a lot, you know? Appreciate it.
He is Mr. Tryhard, so we gotta, you know. I'll be frankly honest, I commend you alone just for dealing with those queue times. Literally, I was 1 point from the leaderboard. I was kind of pissed off that I didn't get that extra 1 point last season.
Yeah.
Kind of real pissed off. But after even being, you know, at number 501 for all intents and purposes, my queue times were like 5 minutes, and I just don't have the time to wait 5 minutes for a battle.
So you know what's helping me? Actually, funny enough, you
want the main series game?
Yeah, because I'm playing it while I wait, and I'm like, oh, I got a match. Let me put the game down, and that's literally what I did last night. And I'm like, yo, this is the only reason why it's very doable right now, because I can play while I'm waiting, so it works out.
And Doc was doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't mind it. I'm like, oh, it's still finding. That's cool. Let me continue playing. So,
yeah. So I just can't deal with that. So honestly, that those of you that are on the leaderboard, that's awesome accomplishment. It's just not for me. That queue timing, I just don't have that kind of time to play the game.
Oh no, I don't blame you. Honestly, like if it wasn't like something that also it helps that the actual matches, and because it's Little Cup, it's actually quick. So it kind of helps in that regard. So.
It's the only reason I've played any matches the last 4 days. Because I've literally been doing I get one win, I let the rest of them go.
Yeah. We just need to give you a team that's like quick. Like you get some wins, easy wins, also some bad wins, you know, or bad losses. So, yeah.
Cool. Anything else GBL related? Like I said, the next week's session will probably be either skipped or very, very small, because we should. Well, actually, next week, shouldn't we get the new season news?
Yeah, maybe we'll get something crazy.
Oh, God, next week's show is going to be massive. And live on Twitch!
Aren't we live next Monday?
Yeah, I know.
Or Tuesday?
Well, hopefully Monday or Tuesday, depending upon what day the news comes out, is when we'll be live.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Let you know when we know.
Exactly.
You ready to answer some questions?
Always. Let's do it.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay, our first question, or before we get started on our first question, if you want to ask us questions, there's a few ways you can do so. You can, if you're in our Discord, go to the You Want Answers section. We always take our questions there. You can shoot us an email or use our amazing website, btwppp.com, or you can ask us on Twitter. All of those different ways, if you ask us a question, we will answer it. Our first question comes from the Identity Crisis Muffin. If you're in your Discord, you get the joke.
Yeah,
his name's only changed about 384 times, Greninja. Mm-hmm. The BTW crew are probably too old to answer this. God, the immediate jab in this question.
Right?
Is this emote pronounced gropium? Gropium? Keep in mind, it is an abbreviated version of group copium. Group copium. I want to go groupium. Not groupium just sounds bad.
Yeah, I would say groupium.
Groupium. Yeah, I think groupium. Yeah, that sounds like something that's illegal.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. okay, moving on. The Agitator asks, now that regional forms, Kantonian Zapdos, Galarian Zapdos, are included in every new generation, are there any more Pokemon you think the Pokemon Company will never have a regional form of? And why? So what will never get a regional form? Dino.
We're just talking about, like, in general, or are we talking about, like legendary Pokemon?
In general.
I don't know. I feel like everything... It's been proven that everything has been getting a regional form, no? Like, I feel like...
There are two Pokemon I say, or three I will say, will never get regional forms.
Which four. Is those?
Four. Now that I think about it, four.
Okay.
What are the four mascots of the Pokemon franchise? Five. There's five mascots of the Pokemon franchise. From Generation 1 specifically.
Oh, you think all the starters?
No.
Okay, so Pikachu, obviously, right?
Pikachu, yep, that's one.
Jigglypuff?
No. Who's everyone's favorite starter if they have a brain cell?
So you're talking about Charmander, right?
Charizard will never get a regional form.
And you're talking about Blastoise and all those three, or
those
no?
Can't. They will. They can. They're not as beloved.
Okay. What? Gengar?
Gengar?
Mewtwo?
Mewtwo and the last
and
one?
Mew.
I wasn't going to say Mew. Eevee.
Eevee. Huh.
Those five Pokemon I don't think will ever get regional forms. Because they're too iconic mascot of the company.
This is true.
Everything else is up for grabs. And some Pokemon may even get three different types of regional forms in one game. I don't even know if Dino's noticed this yet.
Probably not. Maybe not. I guess we'll find out.
Guess we'll find out on that spoiler version of the podcast.
Yeah.
The second question from the Agitator. Is there a specific Pokemon you would like to see have a regional form? What Pokemon would you like not to get a regional form? And why? So who would you want to have a regional form?
I don't know why, like, for the longest time, I've always wanted a Dragonite to have something, right? Like, I wanted Dragonite to have some kind of form, so probably Dragonite. And obviously, we don't want Charizard to have a regional form, so.
Yeah, no regional Charizard. You don't mess with that. I can agree to that. Want to have one? What Pokemon do I think needs a new form? Pinsir.
Pinsir definitely needs work.
It needs love.
So crazy how we go to a first generation.
I was thinking there's a couple others from other generations, but I think of the ones that have kind of been getting, like, Scissors has gotten a lot of love. Pinsir hasn't.
Yeah, legitimately, even Tauros got a, you know. No, never mind.
God, this guy. The spoilers. He doesn't understand this.
Oh, too late.
Soren Roses ask, what would the BTW crew do if something ever happens to Pogo or GBL?
Main series game.
Dino's going to become a VGC player anyways. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, basically. Or, yeah, or I TCG.
I could see Dino turning over to the TCG competitively as well.
Yeah.
Either TCG. Oh, did you see TCG Live has launched in beta worldwide?
I did, but I haven't gotten it yet, just because of the main series game.
Yep, I don't have time for it. And did you notice when it launched live worldwide?
Wasn't it like last week or a couple days ago?
It was the same day that Scarlet and Violet came out.
I didn't even notice. I knew it was some time.
Janine,
like,
what are you doing?
Why would they do that?
Which was also just so happened the same time as the Safari Zone in Singapore.
Man, they just know how to do timing so great. Like, it's just perfect.
Oh, is it next weekend during all these Pogo events also the first event in Scarlet and Violet for Eevee?
Is it? God damn it. Why? It's like they're making us either choose one or the other.
Yep. Okay, the next question from Roses. You are in charge of creating the next Pokemon game. What platform do you create it in? Traditional, mobile, or VR?
I'm a traditional type of guy.
As cool as a VR Pokemon game would be, I think that is too small of an overall market for them to approach into. Also, Pokemon has had a lot of mobile games, and other than Go, most of them don't stay around. So I think I'm going to stick to traditional.
Yeah, I was going to say that I've gotten a couple mobile ones where they just didn't last.
Yeah. Okay, what is the premise and focus of your game, Dino?
Well, they completely took away the whole concept of, like, Latino vibes already, so I can't even go in that route. Honestly, I mean, given the fact that I'm not great with, like, very, like, knowledgeable with main series game, I don't even know how I would start to focus around it. So I'll let you go first while I think about something.
I would not do a main series game. If I'm developing the game, I am aware that Niantic does, or not Niantic, Game Freak and the Pokemon Company are good at designing main series game for a reason, because they've been doing it for so long and it's hard. So I'm going to go with kind of a spin-off game. And I'm going to go as a Pokemon Battle Royal game.
Kind of like
Pokemon Fighter, like Tekken, but bigger. Or Pokken Tournament, I mean. But bigger.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I liked Pokken Tournament, but only having like 12 playable characters when there's, you know, 1,000 Pokemon was not the right decision.
Honestly, I don't even know how else to approach it besides like those. Because like you already have so many main series game, and obviously you have like what you just mentioned, like Street Fighter type of vibes.
Pokemon Battle Royal. We're going to go Pokemon Fortnite.
Pokemon Fortnite? I think they're going to get to that eventually. I was going to mention something like that, but I'm like, I don't know. That's too far. Like, that's like too out there. So I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure how I would design it, to be honest.
I like this next question. I think we're going to save this question till next week to answer, just because I want to hear Astro and Matthew's answer as well. So Dino and I will answer it this week, and Matthew and Astro have to answer it next week.
Yes.
What is every BTW staff member's secret skill? Additionally, all of the staff members, please put your secret skill in the podcast feedback channel for Roses to find out. So, Dino, what's your secret skill? Oh, and it can't be Pokemon related.
What is my secret skill? I would, I mean, I don't know if I consider it like secret, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I probably would say like I know how to cook. Like that's something I never really mention.
What kind of food do you like to cook? Other than, I'm assuming other than Latina food.
So I mean, like I can literally like, you know, it's funny because a lot of guys nowadays, at least, you know, the like the younger generation, like, you know, don't know how to like grill and stuff like that. So I like to grill. I like to,
do you smoke bake. Or not? Or you do just grilling?
No, I just, I don't know how to smoke there. No. So, I know how to bake certain things. I know how to make flan.
Bake? Oh, now see that is a skill I do not. I can cook all day. I love cooking. Yeah. Baking is too exact for me.
Yeah. Like, so
when you bake, you have to be exact on your measurements or you screw up everything.
It's a huge difference. Like, especially with flan, like it's very like sensitive. So
Orlando, you're making flan.
It's like, that's it. It's gone. Like, it's going to be gone like within like an hour, not even probably 30 minutes. But yeah, so some
also,
desserts.
Dino is now house chef for Orlando as well.
Apparently. As long as you guys provide the alcohol, I don't care.
That can be acquired.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
I do like to cook a lot. It is something that I was really passionate about in college, actually. I think other than that, since you already took the cooking thing, random knowledge shit. I have so many random facts and pieces of knowledge about a ton of different things in my head that I have no clue why I know or how I learned it in the first place.
That's interesting.
I'm a good person to have around for trivia nights is what I'm saying.
Oh, I am horrible at that. So definitely that. I'm not just horrible at trivia. I'm also bad at karaoke. Just saying.
So I'm going to call out, make sure Lyles, molding can't be your secret skill. We all know it's public at this point. But you've got to let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
Matthew and Astro will let us know in next week's show. If I remember to tell them to let us know in next week's show. Because now Matthew listens. He'll know.
He'll know. He's going to edit.
And the final question this week comes from the mother of dragons herself, Khaleesi Fitzy. Says, if you had to create a Pokemon board game, what region would it be? First off, what region? You're going to say Kanto.
I'm going to say Kanto. Okay.
I'm actually going to say for a board game, I think Galar.
Huh.
A United Kingdom-based board game.
It's funny because I've played like Monopoly with Kanto and Hoenn regions, so I kind of wanted to go something different. I do agree that Galarian, like, what?
It's all regions.
All regions?
It's Risk.
Oh, just completely screw just one. We're gonna do all of them. Yo, I hated Risk. How long that shit took?
Risk was just, I love a good game of Risk.
Oh man, that just took hours and hours to finish. But I like that. It kind of reminds me of like the layout of the game of Violent Scarlet is a little bit.
Yeah, I had a game of Risk in college last 3 days.
Jesus Christ. There's no way I would. Yeah, that's just insane.
Yeah.
So I like that. I actually like that idea of all of the regions.
And would you add any new Pokemon to the game? Once again, I think I've covered, I am not a designer. So no, I'm not going to try to add a new Pokemon to a game I'm designing.
No, I mean, we just got a bunch of new Pokemon, right? That came out. So that's good enough.
And they answered one of my wish list items from before.
Mine too.
I know. It's so good. They're
not going to spoil anything
game
else.
Freak
they're
is listening to us. I know, right? They heard what we want and they made it.
That's insane. I can't believe it. I think we talked about that one episode where like I wanted that to have like a new design,
and I wanted a specific type of Pokemon, and we got them both.
That's
I'm very
insane.
Happy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm hoping Astro gets a chance. You know, slows down at work and gets a chance to actually play this and can be on that spoiler episode with us.
Yeah,
because
hopefully
it's going to be a fun episode.
I agree. I can't wait. Honestly, I just wanted to finish the game, talk about it a little bit more. In depth of it, but
oh god, dude, just wait till you get to the credits. the end of this story is so good.
Don't I know you told me. I'm like, oh god, I'm scared and excited at the same
time. And
you've
seen DeFi also even was like, oh my god, it's great.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh man. I never like finishing the game because I'm just like, oh man, I really wish I could keep playing it. But
that's the thing with Pokemon games. They're never actually finished.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's never done. But again, I haven't played a main series game in a long time. So this is a different experience.
Next main series, are you coming back? Have we turned you back into you're going to start playing them?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm gonna be wasting more time on Pokemon.
Let's go!
So I'm going to be back, yes, for sure.
Well, I think that's a show, right?
Oh man, yeah. This surprisingly, wow,
so much news, and yet we're still under 2 hours right now.
I literally felt like I've talked a lot, and we're still under 2 hours.
You have to. I want someone to do a counter for me. The number times this show, I've said Dino talked for a second while I looked something up because I know at least five. I think I'm just like Dino. Every time his eyes gets big, he's like, what do you mean talk for a second? I don't do that.
I'm like, fuck. I gotta talk to myself? Come on. Okay, yeah, for sure. But, oh man. But, I mean, it was still good. It was still good.
Good show. It was a good show. Good time. Good little shorter show for you all this week. Everyone's got the Thanksgiving holidays. If you're in the U.S., enjoy your Thanksgiving time. Enjoy your family time. Get up through all this wonderful time. So that's awesome. But before we do wrap up, we do want to send out a huge thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which does gain you access to our amazing Discord. The link for that is, of course, in the show notes. You can support our team BTW Network streamers, which we have a new one, Dino. Did you know we have a new streamer that's part of our network?
I believe so, but it's not a normal one, right?
I may have buried a hint for this in the very first of the episode.
Did you? Did I miss it?
Did I say something about BTW VGC?
What?
Does
this have to do with us actually streaming more content of the main series game?
Yeah, so possibly? We want to bring on and a huge shout out to our newest streaming partner, Mythical Hitch. He does Pokemon Go content as well as an extreme amount of main series content, and he is getting in and truly becoming a beginner to winner in the VGC. So he's going to be our first ever VGC streamer.
Hell
that
yeah.
May turn into more later on. So here's the call out I have to y'all. If you do VGC competitively and you want to get involved with us and you have either never done content creation or you want a good network behind you for content creation, slide into our DMs. We want to work with you. We want to grow and start giving you guys all the awesome information for VGC as well. Also, check out our other network streamers. You guys know them. Lyles Jeff III, Instinct Leader Spark, Confession, Kyle Throws, Evan 77771 3, and Gracie Z. They're all on Twitch, and you can check their links in the show descriptions. A huge shout out to our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Rescue Go-Goat, Eastwood, Moshpit37, Uncle B-Stud, Hasuian Ryan, Shoestar, Herm13, The Moustached Golem, The Soup Nasty, and Graves. A major shout out to our BTW legends, Thanks Obama, Kittens and High Five, E110, King Tom, and newest legend, Dave4Raptor, and I think we're missing one, maybe.
I was going to say, I think there was one that we recently added in there. But I
that's
just don't
day four. Call. Day four was added this week, but there was one other. I thought
that's what I was looking at too, because I remember saying welcome twice.
Soren Roses is also a BTW legend. I knew I was missing one.
Yes,
I will update the notes now. So thank you all to our legends. You guys are absolutely amazing, and you are legendary. Our Discord admins: Reyes683, Fish on a Heater, and LyleChef3. For more exciting content, you can always find us over on Twitch at BTWPVP. You can find us streaming on YouTube and Twitch. That is BTW PvP Official over on YouTube, BTW PvP on Twitch, where our Getting Good series in full season one is now available. Links are in the show notes. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at BTW PvP Podcast. Check our website at btwpvp.com. You can always email us info@btwpvp.com, as well as links for our merch store and our friends over at Roundtable Chaddock, who do an absolutely hilarious Pokemon Go podcast that is much more news-oriented than us. But if becoming a Patreon is not something you can do, You can support us in other ways by simply sharing the show. Spread the word. Give us reviews on the podcast platform. That stuff helps more than you guys can imagine. Get the word out for us. That really does help. We do deeply appreciate it. And finally, I want to thank you all for listening to BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I am WildcatDad17.
And I am Dino. And until next time, good luck and get good.
Just over 2 hours. Come on, boys. Why is it so hard?
I swear to God, I'm not currently in the queue because it takes so long.
That's hilarious.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.